Cause now I'm back. And welcome back to the Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com. You're seeing a recap of last week's the Brie Mode episode of Total Divas. And now we're going into the Natty and TJ episode, the one we've all been waiting for.
Hot damn, here we go.
It's on, y'all. As we open up in Vegas, baby.
Vegas.
And we're with Ava and Jonathan. And they're on vacation. With the family.
With Eva's family, yeah. The first family vacation in 23 years. She has some suspicions and all that fun jazz.
It's a little awkward to go on a family vacation to Vegas.
It is. 20 years, beautiful thing, we're all in Vegas. You think family vacation, you go to like a beach of some sort.
And they're in the penthouse
of one of
the hotels.
Of course they are. And the father loves the spinning bed.
That's kind of crazy. And she's worried about her dad and his health, and so, you know, she's spending a lot of time with her father, which is good. And there's mirrors on the ceiling, and this is all kinds of awkward.
Awkward.
Jonathan, like, doesn't even know what to do right now. It's hilarious.
Right?
It's like, yeah, so I'm totally uncomfortable. And now we're in Monday Night Raw in New York City.
I guess we're in Brooklyn, because it's not actually in New York, New York. But,
And hey, look, it's Paige!
Paige and her friend, Alicia Fox.
And we're in October because we see the pink.
Yeah. So we've skipped back to October in the Total Divas timeline.
And hey, look, it's AJ. And Emma.
And there's an Emma.
I remember this match.
And the Bellas. Oh my god. The moment's here. Nikki's two favorite designers are coming together to make one purse. Wow, did we just see a bend down shot of Nikki's boobs?
It's Total Divas. It's not Total Divas without Nikki's boobs.
But that was like a very evident shot of her boobs.
She wants a $10,000 purse.
She feels she deserves everything, says Brie. Because John spoils it, her. She can pay for it. Wow, she pays for her cell phone. John Cena pays for everything else. Nikki's rationale is if a vegetable and another vegetable came together to make a once-in-a-lifetime vegetable, then she would be all over it.
It's $25,000.
The use is like, you better do everything with that bag. Sleep.
Get
intimate with it. For 25 grand? That's an expensive bag.
Oh, apparently it's the purse is 10 grand and the luggage is 25.
Oh, for the love of, you know.
Why are you gonna spend $25,000 on something that you put under an airplane? Like, seriously, have you seen what they do to luggage?
Apparently she hasn't. There's where AJ walks out on Emma and Paige kicks Emma in the face.
Oh, this is when Paige and AJ were feuding. Aww.
The memories. Now back to Vegas.
On the strip, baby. Or actually, it looks like they're staying...
The Palm?
Yeah, they're staying...
I think Jonathan mentioned the Palms.
Yeah, I think that's where they're at. Off strip, so it's probably a little bit cheaper.
Talking about her father's health at the moment.
And basically, Eva's saying, you know, she's suspicious, and her mom's like, everything's good, everything's fine, he's okay.
She blames her parents because they don't tell her crap, because she worries. Now we're getting recaps of her saying she doesn't want to be in the dark anymore about her father's health. Oh, good.
I have no words for what's going on right now. Basically, yeah, she just told her father he needs swim trunks because his shorts will stick to his nuts.
Nutter pants. TJ and Natty at the moment.
And now we're getting the update on the anvil. Ooh! Awkward. Wow. And now we're partying in Vegas with the whole family. Everybody's drinking, everybody's dancing, everybody's having a good time. And now her dad's getting in the booth. And now we're back in Tampa at Natty's mom's house. And oop, things are in disarray.
That's kind of a messed up place, just saying.
Well, they had like water damage, but
still.
Oh god, that's gross. And she's been living with that.
Yeah, how do you live with that? Her mother's overwhelmed, but how do you live like that? Now he's like, I have to do something to fix this. So who are you gonna call? TJ.
Well, that's what I guess marriage is all about.
Even though they're sort of on the rocks?
Well, not completely on the rocks.
True.
Why wouldn't you call your home insurance and...
Get it taken care of?
Getting taken care of, yeah.
Now he's overwhelmed, that she's making a call to TJ, and
Yeah, he's like, and you want me to do what?
I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just, yeah. Okay.
Okay, so as we go to break.
Pick somewhere. I don't even know where to begin.
Why, if you have a flood, cause I'm just sitting here trying to wonder this, unless it just like happened, you know, within the last couple days, which.
It doesn't look like it did.
It doesn't look like it did. It looks like they've been living like that for a while. It's like, why wouldn't you call your insurance company and have them come out and take a look at that? Unless, cause they live in Florida, so I'm pretty sure they're required to carry flood insurance, but I mean, it's, they've gotta be covered to some degree.
You would assume.
You would assume, you would guess.
You would think Natty would have that taken care of.
Well, it's cause I remember when the pipes burst in my parents' house and our house got flooded and the insurance company had to take care of it, you know, or they took care of it because that's what, that's what homeowners insurance is for, is that kind of crap.
Right.
So it's, you know, if your house floods due to pipes or, you know, it burns down for electrical reasons, unless you start it or flood it, they'll pay for it.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, I just, that, you know, why would you?
I don't know how you could live like that.
And also, her parents, together?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Like, that's the weird thing. Like, sometimes I think they live together, sometimes I don't. Like, cause she refers to it as her mom's house, not her parents' house, her mom's house. I'm wondering if maybe her mom and her dad are living apart?
I don't know, but I have sent word into our Canadian insider to find out.
But yeah, at least it's sweet that she's calling TJ and she's kind of leaning on TJ a little bit.
Right. It is.
And I'm gonna go off. No, I'm not gonna save that. $10,000 for a purse.
Really?
Really. Okay. I can't talk too much because I have a Coach purse. I didn't pay retail for it. Thank you very much. But I do have a Coach purse. But $10,000 for a purse. Dude, that you better have that purse for the rest of your life. I'm sorry. And the fact is she's already got so many other bags. It's like, so you're gonna buy it, you're gonna use it a couple times, and then you're gonna throw it in your closet.
So I'm saying, it's gonna become, the earliest thing is, it's gonna become another purse in the collection. That's it.
And, I mean, that's fine if you collect them, but it's something of purses don't necessarily retain their value. They really don't. Like, unless you just keep it in absolute mint condition, and even then you're probably not gonna get what you paid for it. You're just not. It's great to want things, but it's like $10,000 for a purse. That's just
ridiculous. And $25,000 for luggage. You could check that shit at the window.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about the luggage. It's like, okay, you know, if you have the money to buy $25,000 luggage, then you're not necessarily flying commercial. But at the same time, it still goes under the plane and it's still going to sit in a closet. And it's like, I don't understand that. I really don't understand that, because it's probably Louis Vuitton that she wants, would guess.
It's two different people coming together.
It's at least Louis, and probably...
This is where we're tapping into your really girly side now.
Let's see. This is where we Google on the show, live. Google, designer celebrates 150th anniversary. Looks like it was Gustav Klimt, and maybe not. I don't know. We're going with fashion designer, because it's a fashion designer, right?
I would assume.
Let's see. Steinway, that's definitely not it. Ooh, Toulouse-Lautrec. Ooh. Yeah, okay, I can't find it. But we'll be able to, when she gets the bag, because we know she's getting the bag, we'll be able to tell who it is.
And before we come back from break, as far as the Canadian Insider is concerned, there is no relationship.
Oh, so they're not together. That makes a lot of sense.
It does. And now, as we come back from break.
Apparently there's a $100,000 purse.
Okay then. So Natty's cleaning the house.
So we've called TJ, they're cleaning up the house, he comes. TJ knows a guy.
He's gonna text some dude, help get some help, and you know, like, Natty's mom's like, and then he's like, you know, I'm putting you to work.
TJ's here,
like,
take this chair.
Take this chair.
As we go to Phoenix with the Bellas.
Bree's cooking food. Oh no, Nikki has something to show Natty.
And it's a dress. Several dresses. And here comes the money talk. Now we're having the argument of who's smarter.
They didn't know designers when they were growing up.
Basically, Nicole's justifying her spending by saying, you know, well, Bree spends just as much as me. She just spends it on, you know, her garden and other stuff while I spend mine on myself. 60% off does not deserve high fives. 80% off deserves high fives.
Now Lindsay's talking like a good Jew.
Dude, go for the deals.
Exactly. Apparently, Buzzkill, Boner Killer, same thing, apparently.
Whatever.
Eva's thinking this is her father's last, you know, vacation, that they should do some sort of bucket list type deal for her father.
Basically, they want to do, like, a bucket list and...
And, you know, she's making it sound all serious and somber, and they wanted to make it all happy and fun.
Shoot guns, driving race cars, and eating 8-pound burgers.
That's a fun, you know, trip. We're back in Phoenix now.
They're getting their nails done.
Oh, it's time to get the nails did.
And get a massage.
It's Bree and her mother. We should point that out. Bree now tells her mother about the $10,000 purse. Is it limited? It's a limited edition and it's pretty, and her mother's trying to justify it.
They're only making 500.
So?
And basically the mother's telling her, you know, back off. You spend money differently.
Now they're comparing water system to purse. Water and purse is one of a kind. Passion is passion.
Yeah, you kind of can't compare a $10,000 purse to a gray water system.
No, you can't. Passion is passion, supposedly.
I guess.
We have a contractor named Art. Now he wants to redo the entire house. So everything's getting pulled down.
And basically they're going to... And again, why wouldn't you call the insurance company?
Maybe they did and that's how it's being paid for?
Maybe, I don't know. It's just...
Maybe they didn't have insurance, maybe.
No, you have to have homeowner's insurance. Unless the house is paid for, and then
maybe
that's a different...
Then maybe now they paid for the house.
That could be it. Holy shit!
That's the... It.
That is a huge hamburger. That's like the size of my head.
I like a good hamburger, but that's a little too much. A burger that you need to cut with a fork and a knife? It's not a hamburger.
That's...
They have 45 minutes to eat the entire thing.
And well, they're encouraging the dad. Don't make him eat till he pukes. Good lord.
He's like, I don't care about no condos. I'm full. Oh no.
And he bought her the purse.
Oh, we'll get there, yeah.
So, as we go to break, where do you want to start?
I don't know. I guess, you know, passion is passion, but you really can't compare the two?
In terms of just looking at investments, which is basically what this is boiling down to, is like, yeah, passion is passion. You can't really compare. But in terms of looking at investments, Bree and Brian will get a certain amount of money back on their investment when they go to sell that house. Mm-hmm. Whether they get all of it back, that remains to be seen. Because if, you know, if somebody else who's into the same kind of lifestyle that they are buys that house, then yeah, they will see the return on their investment. Nikki! Or the $10,000 purse, or the purse, you're not going to see that back. You'll be lucky if you see 10% of that back, honestly. Because once it's used, once it's out of season, nobody's going to really want it anymore.
All right, you're a girl. Would you ever buy a used purse?
Yeah, I've bought used purses before. I wouldn't pay that much money.
That expensive, I mean, an expensive purse like that, a used one.
Yeah.
You would?
I mean, yeah. I would, because it's in terms of, if you're into brand names, if you're into designers, it's way cheaper to get it last season, or an older version, than to buy brand spanking new. I will give that, where it's, you know, you can go to vintage stores, you can go to Goodwill, you can go to wherever, and you can buy a used purse, and it's still perfectly good. You know, but in terms of that bag, she's not going to get the money back on that bag. Like, if she goes to sell that for $5,000, nobody's going to pay $5,000 for a used purse. Like, it's, oh yeah, there was only 500 made. Great, but it's still used. It's still $5,000. I'm not going to drop that kind of money on a purse. I would drop it on jewelry. I would drop it on a car. I would drop it potentially on shoes, though doubtful. Depends on what kind of shoes they are. If they're Louboutins, we may have to talk. But, you know, in terms of a purse, it's like, I just can't, in my mind, justify anything over $500 for a purse. I really can't. Like, it's just, it's, because to me, it's a bag that's gonna hold my stuff, it's gonna get tossed around, it's gonna get dropped, it's gonna get kicked, it's gonna get dirty and messed up and everything else, and it's not worth the money to me to drop, you know, to drop that on it when I know what's gonna happen to it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
That's just, in my mind, I can't justify that. And I don't think Brie can do that either. Like, it's, yeah, if it's a pretty bag, if it's a pretty purse, if it's a couple $100, sure. When you start getting in five figures...
Yeah, then, you know, yeah. But at the same time, if you go back to earlier conversations between Brian and Brie, and how Brie was spending X amount on new dresses, you know, she has her own splurges, too.
She has her own splurges, but I don't think she splurges to the degree that Nikki does, and I don't think she splurges as often as Nikki does. That's a very common thing with Nikki. She likes to splurge, she likes to spend money, she likes to go shopping, she likes to drink, and when she drinks, she drinks very expensive wine, she eats very expensive food. She's high maintenance, basically. And that's fine. That if that's what she likes to do, I'm not going to knock her for it. You know, obviously Brie doesn't feel that way. Brie prefers a more, you know, now a more low-key lifestyle than what she had before. Mm-hmm. It's Nikki's justification of, oh, I deserve this, and that's the justification every time. It's like, yeah, you know, you deserve to spoil yourself, you deserve to have fun, but it's like, you get to a point where you're getting almost into excess, and that's kind of where she's headed, and I think that's what Brie's trying to prevent her from doing, is getting too excessive with her lifestyle and not saving her money, because, you know, and Nikki can be saving or could be saving it. It seems like she's not, though.
Right.
Because, you know, she doesn't pay rent. She doesn't have a car payment. You know, she probably doesn't pay for her travel. All that's probably covered for her. So it's, she can drop money like that on clothes and shoes and bags and everything else, but it's great when you have a closet full of clothes, of nice clothes, but it really sucks if you don't have anywhere to put them. Especially if, like Brie said, you know, John tosses you out. Like, there is no, seems like no fail-safe for Nikki if she and John break up.
Right.
Permanently. Because, yeah, she's got the house out in San Diego, but how long is he gonna let her live in it?
Very good point.
There's no promise that if they break up permanently versus going on a break, that he's gonna let her stay in that house. He may turn around and sell it. Because John Cena's not a stupid man, and he bought that knowing it's going to appreciate in value. Knowing that he's sitting on a prime piece of property in San Diego, and he can turn around and sell it. Probably sell it at a profit, too. Because it's associated with him now, and somebody would pay a pretty penny for that.
As seen on Total Divas, the John Cena San Diego luxury pad.
Right? Exactly. Celebrity houses bring big money.
Celebrity house on television.
On television. Brings big money. So, you know, I think it's more Brie's concern that Nikki doesn't have a fail-safe.
True.
I think that's where she's going with that. And, you know, I'm with Brie to a certain extent. It's like, yeah, should you splurge on yourself? Sure, absolutely. I can totally see that. Do it all the time. But it's just also maintaining a fail-safe just in case.
Right.
Because, you know, worst case, you put money away and you don't need it. Great. You know what? You can use it later on. But you're going to hit a point in your life where you're going to need that money. And it's better to have it than have to struggle to get it. Just pointing that out. As we come back from break, we're in Tampa, Florida at the Cena house.
It's a package for John Cena, but not for John Cena.
And it's a big box as she's sitting there fixing her hair.
That's what she said.
And she's drinking.
Nikki Bella drinks. It's a surprise. What's in the box? What's in the box? What's in the box?
Yeah, it's Louis Vuitton.
You can tell by the red.
It actually looks like Louis Vuitton. Oh no, it's maybe out of her price range.
Someone probably put out that night. He's lipstick all over his lips right now. So if you ever want to see what John Cena looked like with lipstick on, there you go, folks.
Not his color. And now we're back in Vegas.
It's game night and her father's tired. They went to the firing range. They climbed the mountain.
In heels! They're not as active as you.
Bright and early, 7 a.m. tomorrow. It's already prepaid adventure, whatever they're doing. Alright then.
And we're in San Antonio, Texas at Monday Night Raw. Nikki's got her new purse and her luggage.
She's like flaunting it. Brie's like, you know, she dropped a lot of money on this thing. Brie's disappointed in Nikki. Oh, okay then. Bella time in action, Nikki in action.
Wow.
This is when Brie was being the assistant to Nikki. Nikki's like, I'm smart with my money.
I'm sure she is, but it's you could be homeless tomorrow. That's the thing.
Alright, so it's Nikki and Naomi having a match.
And now we're headed back to Tampa, at Natty's mom's house, everything's out front.
Wait, that's not the property, brother.
Right.
They're getting things done, and she thinks there's a light at the end of the tunnel, getting this all done. They've been taking care of the dog while they've been there. Generic Vegas shots.
And they're going skydiving.
So, no big deal, we all just jumped out of land together, it's a family bonding experience.
This is amazing.
Mm-hmm. The father's having second thoughts, it seems like. He's freaking out.
I'm with her, or I'm with him.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't throw yourself out of a perfectly good airplane unless you force, you know?
Right. Now they're bringing up the bug list, and the father heard about it. And now the brother brings up how this could be the, you know, last vacation, and, you know.
And now dad's laying down the law.
He's like, I'm not sick, I'm healthy, we're doing something. He says he plans to be around for a long time. He's like, no more about me 1 foot in the grave crap.
Good for him. Uh-oh. So, as we go to break.
Where do you want to start?
I think the only thing we can really sort of discuss is, you know, aside from John buying her a whole bunch of stuff, is, you know, obviously Eva wanting to take care of her father and be a good daughter, and they have this family vacation together, and they have this good time, which is awesome and it's great. But it's a little macabre at the same time because they're terming it his bucket list. Like, she thinks he's going to fall over dead tomorrow. And it's something that it's like, no. I mean, it's great that you guys want to do stuff together as a family, and that's when you sit down as a family, him included, and you talk about it and say, well, hey, we're out here. Next time we may do this, maybe in another 23 years, so why don't we find stuff to do together. I think that should have been what actually happened versus her deciding, oh, well, you know, dad's going to die like tomorrow, so let's do all this stuff. And, you know, especially with something like skydiving, that's something you really don't surprise someone with.
Yeah, you really can't do that.
Because now they're out of money because, you know, obviously he doesn't want to jump. I'm sure they went up and they did it, but it's, yeah, now you're out the money because he doesn't want to go. Like, you just don't say, hey, we're going skydiving, let's go. So he said that to me, I'd be like, no, we're not.
My ass staying on the ground.
Yeah, I don't jump out of airplanes. There's too much fear of the parachute not opening or something else happening to warrant me jumping out of a perfectly good airplane. So yeah, that's just, that was a little macabre, just a little. But yay for Natty's mom's house getting fixed.
Yeah, I got nothing on that after that.
You got nothing?
I got nothing on that.
And well, you know, Nikki gets her purse.
Hooray!
Because John's such a good boyfriend.
He buys her things.
Aw. So, as we come back from break, we're still in Vegas.
Now they're discussing, you know, the whole bucket list thing, and how the father's still pissed. They're like, you came up with good stuff, but they're just not for him. Eva feels very bad about what she did, about the list. He's in good shape, he's doing it almost everything he has to do. All her father wants to do is be with everybody.
Yeah, I mean, that's the point of a vacation, spend time together as a family, not fulfill bucket lists.
Right.
And we have a big family group hug. Everything's all right. We kiss and make up, and now we're in Tampa with Natty.
And Trinity. Natty's like, I'm glad you're spending all this money. You don't have to. He wants to.
Trinity's like...
Naomi's like, that was not nice. That would love, Natty. Natty's like, I'll take what I can get. Now we're back in Phoenix.
Ouch. And now we're at the financial planners.
The most dressed up I've seen Nikki ever. I think it's her realtor outfit.
She's probably wearing $20,000 worth of clothes right now and shoes.
They're seeing a financial expert or whatever. The dude asks, "Is this your peak earning time for being an athlete?" And they're like, "Yeah." The dude's like, "If you get pregnant, you know, WWE could take a back seat." Like how the table got turned on to Brie.
Real quick.
Yeah, because Nikki has a real estate license. They turned the tables on Brie really quick. He's like, what the hell? It's supposed to be about Nikki, not me.
She should probably bring out that she's married and her husband's making more money than her.
Right. So we're in Phoenix, Arizona still.
And well, the tables got turned on Bree just a little bit.
I like how Nikki had to cover her purse because it started to rain. Nikki wants to buy stock in wine.
She wants to buy wine stock.
They want to invest in a wine bar.
She'd drink herself under the table.
Nikki's going to be in so many different businesses because Bree's going to be pregnant. The Bella Baby brand again. Make it trend. Bella Baby brand.
Right.
We're now picking out sofas. Talking about her father, where he's at the hospital right now.
Thank you, Trinity.
Like, she's bringing up how Natty takes it all out on TJ when she shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean, she's right. You can't keep punishing TJ. He's doing all these things for your mother because he loves her and he loves you, and hallelujah, she finally realized it.
That's why we've always said, Natty, you know, voice of reason. She's still a part of the show, even though she's not officially on the show anymore.
Yeah. And now we're back in Vegas, and we're driving race cars, and now we're driving cars. I kind of want to do that. And we're driving around, we're having fun. It looks fun, I want to do it. And now we're at the house, and so Natty's mom is there, the house is done, it's all pretty. Aw, it looks so nice. Aw, and it's a tender family moment.
they're all emotional and stuff. It's more emotional than the Property Brothers. I will say that.
I will say that, yeah.
They've been through so much and they needed this. The mother's like, how did you find time to do it? And TJ did it. TJ took care of them. Annie believes in TJ. They did a pretty good job.
They did. They did a really nice job.
Oh god, why is Ryan barking? Uh-oh. Paige getting attacked too? Oh.
Okay. So Natty and TJ are gonna work things out.
Maybe.
But the important thing to take away is that, well, Natty's mom's house is fixed, and she's now back in a space that she can live and be comfortable in.
This is very true.
Bree apparently has got a worse financial plan than Nikki.
Who could have seen that one coming?
And Eva is a well-meaning daughter, so a very family-centric episode of Total Divas.
This is true. I thought it was going to be more depressing than it was.
Thought it was going to be more depressing than it was. Happy that it had a happy ending all the way around and that everybody worked all everything out, which, you know, the magic of television, of course they do.
Right.
At the end. But yeah, you know, overall a good episode. I don't think we have really a lot to talk about in terms of the episode, but we do have clips.
We do have clips.
Thank you so much. Ever since TJ helped with getting my mom's house back on track, things have been so much better between us. I asked TJ if he wants to go out for dinner to say thanks. I got you something. It's the least I could do for everything you did for my mom.
Shh. What a funny old picture.
That was when we first started wrestling.
That's a great picture.
I love this picture. Sorry, my dad.
How is he doing?
Day to day. Day to day. The last 4 or 5 weeks, I don't think anybody realizes like how hard they've been. And I wouldn't have been able to do any of this here if it wasn't for you. It meant a lot to me, even though we aren't, you know, maybe on the best of terms. You still did something that was extraordinary when I needed it the most.
Well, once in a while I do try, and I do actually.
I wouldn't have been able to do it on my own. It's been really hard. It's been such a hard one. It makes me sad talking about it. It's been really hard. It just felt good having some help.
Yeah.
This last month, like, it tested me in a way that I've never been tested.
Yeah. How do you think Matt feels? He just got neutered recently.
I guess I should stop using this mascara.
Or you gotta stop crying when you're wearing it.
Yeah. I'm happy I have you.
You have me?
I guess. Or do I?
I like that he made the cat is got neuter joke.
Yeah. But, you have me?
Teaser. Teaser, teaser, teaser. These, why are they teaser clips?
These are why they're teaser clips, but aw, it's so sweet that you took him to dinner.
Right, and got a brought up picture when they were in their late teens, early 20s.
Yeah, very sweet.
This is where we go.
Aww. And we move on to clip number 2.
Okay, this looks like the spot.
Rosa and I are driving to TV when we get a call from Paige. And Paige is at the tattoo parlor, so we decide to go see what's going down.
We're looking for a friend.
Paige?
What are you doing?
You're about to take part in a big crime.
Really big crime.
Big.
Something that could hurt her career.
Just not put it on, will you? Shut up.
No.
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 Rosa, get the phone.
Your beautiful breasts.
This chest piece is huge. Paige is gonna lose her job if she gets this tattoo.
What do you think?
Oh no!
Wait.
I hate it!
What?
Look at your cleave, how it's gonna be. Look!
I think Roger. You look fantastic.
No!
I think it's not very classy. I don't care about being classy, you should know me by now.
Hey,
what the f are you doing? When Paige doesn't wanna listen, we need Mama Diva to the rescue.
Natty? We need your help. Paige is about to get that tattoo she's been talking about, and Carano told her no.
We're hoping that she can convince her to not get this chest tattoo.
What the heck are you doing? That's actually really cool.
Yes, Daddy!
All right! Thank you! thank you.
This is Roger.
Nice to meet you. Can I talk to Paige by myself?
Yes, can you please?
Can you two settle your tea kettle?
Yes.
This is actually really cool. So that's a skull with a flower and...
Yeah, there's like roses and stuff like that.
That's very cool. Well, first of all, Rosa and Fox called me because they were worried. We don't want Paige to get fired and like...
I've been working since I was 13 years old now. Yeah. Like, I've been working hard.
Yeah.
And the whole time, my dad wouldn't let me get my tattoos like I wanted because he hates them. And he was just like, think about your career and think about this. Like, I do think about my career and that's why I'm here.
Your whole life, that's all he ever wanted for you was to reach your dreams. Right now, what is your dream?
WWE.
If that tattoo interferes with you living your dream, you have to weigh out the pros and the cons. You know what I mean?
You make a very, very good argument. I love you, but I think I'm gonna do it.
If this means more to you than your career with WWE, then I understand that. You know?
It doesn't, don't say it like that.
I'm so sick of it. Just let me live my life the way I want to.
Do what you have to do.
This is for me, and I'm going to do it for me.
Life is all about making mistakes. Maybe Paige needs to go through this.
Yeah.
Maybe she needs to make this mistake in her life to realize how great she really has it in WWE.
She's
All right, that's an awful tattoo. Just pointing out.
Yeah. Yeah, but she likes it, and you know, as I can speak from experience, tattoos are very personal choices, and...
Like, the tattoo itself is not bad, but where she wants it? No.
Yeah, just tattoos.
No.
They really, you, I'm sorry, I just don't like them. Like, especially on girls, I don't like chest tattoos where she's getting it done. It just, there's certain places that, you know, I don't think you necessarily should get tattooed because it's not going to look right, you know, when you're older.
Yeah.
And that's one of those places where it's just, it's not going to look okay when she's older. And, I mean, get it on your back, get it on your leg, get it somewhere where they're potentially not gonna see it. Cause their whole thing is they don't like their girls to have tattoos. They don't.
Except for the one. And Lita.
But, you know, in terms of after Lita, girls that had a lot of tattoos didn't go very far.
This is very true.
They have a certain image that they want to project of the women, which is that they want them to be clean cut. They don't want them to have visible tattoos. I should amend that to visible because AJ has one. It's on the back of her neck, but she wears her hair down all the time. So you don't see it.
And how much crap did they give her on television because of it?
A lot.
Yeah.
Just saying. Like, they don't like their women having tattoos. Like, the men, it's okay. It's a double standard. It sucks. But, like, they don't want their girls to have that because they want them to project a certain image. And it's Paige's decision whether she wants to get it done or not. But the thing is if it's a little different if you're just getting it for yourself versus if you go to your boss and you say, hey, I want to get this tattoo. And your boss says, no, you can't. Like, everybody has work regulations where you can't have visible tattoos. You can't have weird-ass hair colors. You can't have facial piercings, whatever. For WWE, it's no, we don't want you to get that particular tattoo. They may have been okay with one that was not visible on television. Like, she gets it on her leg, she gets it...
Seems like she got one on her finger.
Yeah, she did get one on her finger. Which is a much less visible place because she wears gloves.
Right.
And that's the thing, it's like, if you want to get, you know, it's like, think about your wrestling gear, think about where you're covered, and then go from there. And get it on there, which Paige's wrestling gear doesn't cover a lot, but it's something if you want one that bad, get it somewhere where your gear is going to cover it and they're not going to see it, or it's not going to be seen by the visible audience and you don't get in trouble for it. But getting one on your chest where it's going to be completely visible, that's not going to go over well.
We'll get more into that next week.
We will get more into that next week as we learn Paige's decision.
That being said, I think we're done for the evening.
I think we're done. So that's Total Divas Season 3, Episode 17, and we will be back next week with Episode 18. I can hardly wait. So till then, you've been listening to The Rack Extra right here on WildTalkRadio.com, and we will see you next week. Bye!